A construction crew works its way through the GGA Sutton building on the city's east side. The large vacant building will be destroyed and sold to developers. It once housed more than 200 state employees, but now hosts toxic soil, bats, and crumbling floors. It's languished, a blight to many, for 6 years. But not to architect Everett Fly. Fly spent the past few years protecting historic black settlements throughout Bexar County and says it should be preserved. He holds out a 1920 advertisement in the San Antonio Express News for the San Antonio Machine and Supply Company. He compares the drawings of the manufacturer that once sat here in the paper to the south-facing facade in front of him.
And as I stand here and look at it, I can see the original wood framing work around the windows. There's still some existing glazing.
There's more than enough left of the original building for the state to declare it historic, he says. The state condensed its San Antonio employees here more than 30 years ago and named it after G.J. Sutton, the first black man elected to citywide office and the first black San Antonian to go to the state house. You can see the house where G.J. was born from this spot. He was born 8th of 15. The Suttons who lived to adulthood would all earn college degrees. His brother Percy would become a freedom rider, Malcolm X's lawyer and Manhattan borough president.
They had to overcome some tremendous obstacles in order for all those children to be able to go to school, go to college. It proves that San Antonio has the support mechanism. We have the infrastructure for people to rise up, people of all colors, all ethnicities, to rise up and achieve prominence locally, nationally, and internationally. The Sutton family is just a perfect example of that.
Fly hopes the state will change its mind, tap state, federal, and private funds to maintain the original building and create something for the current East Side community. But construction crews continue to prepare the building to be destroyed. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.